If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
You're rocking a real kind of like watching Ma watching kids open their presents vibe here with that.
Yeah, for those listening on audio, I'm hugging the cup close to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I just had the worst day, me tell you. Oh, they were all annoying me. Joanne came in to the office today. She says to me, "Have you got the P9s done?" I said, I said, "What do you mean? Of course, I've got the P9s done." I don't know why she's the one asking me that, you know what I mean?
Ooh.
And I said, because I said ring up. So I ring up because he wanted them EOD. And I said, I'll have them A9s done.
This is more, I think this one's more, I'm on a beach in the west of Ireland and my husband's died. I'm a widow. Yeah. Mm. And I'm looking out across the beach like this. And I'm like,
listeners were clutching their mugs tightly and kind of pouting quite a lot.
Pouting.
And it's also, another one is, girls who are real home birds, but they're in UCD and they're just finishing their masters, but they're all going to watch Bake Off. Do you know what Bake Off is? Real wholesome, isn't it? It's real wholesome. It's just so wholesome. You don't want anyone to go.
There's no baddies. There's no baddies.
Yeah. And I think Alison Hammond is great now. She's a great addition to it. No, I didn't like him as much. Now, I don't like, you know, gay people, but
no,
and I have to say, she's bringing it.
And I have to say, I hope Noel's closet is absolutely pristinely clean. You know, I would hate for anything,
it's a ticking time bomb, I think, with Noel.
You wouldn't go out with a fella with long hair, though. She wouldn't.
Where's high heels?
Do you know what? I wouldn't go out with a man
in
boots.
Where's the guest jumpers?
I wouldn't go near a man in boots. From?
Loud. And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Idiots on the Moon!
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a re-roll in a can. It was nice.
Can no one rhyme this? On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a can of re-raw. No, well, you looked at me then. You
can of re-raw.
I don't know. Anyway, thank you, re-raw. Even though it's hard to rhyme, it's not hard to drink. It's delicious. It's very nice to have around the Christmas pudding table. And we have it
the
nice.
Christmas pudding table.
You know the Christmas pudding table in every home.
Every member has their thumb in there.
We have a new tradition in our house. We just all have a can of re-rot around the Christmas pudding table. And we do that at midnight on Christmas Eve.
That's beautiful.
And then
every Christmas Eve, my dad goes to the shed. He takes out the pudding table. He gets all 8 legs of that pudding table.
He
cranks them underneath.
And
then he puts 8 cans of re-rot over each leg. And that's the pudding table for us. Thank you, re-rot, for sponsoring the pudding table.
Yeah, Rira are really pushing this whole pudding table as a new Christmas tradition idea. Do it if you want. It's kind of their idea. But tell you what you can do. Check out Rira Beer on Instagram and get a lovely tipple for your Christmas fridge. They also want you to buy a Christmas fridge.
Hello and welcome to the Young Hot Guys Christmas edition.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, cock. Can you believe I said that?
We're so crude. Can we do something more
jingle
traditional?
Balls.
Can we do something about a night that's very quiet?
Okay, well, can you give us something like homely and
O Tannenbaum, wie grün sind deine Blätter.
Wow.
Which is the most German Christmas song ever. Because it was actually, I think the reason it became so popular was because of the Nazis, and it has no religious kind of stuff in it. Though obviously, I kind of know.
Ruin it in
I know
five
pagans
seconds. Way to ruin it.
I know.
So quick. I was like, oh my god! Like, and I was, the way you sang, and then you were talking. It was
yeah,
like,
he sang.
Was like, he's like really holding court, and he the yes. way he exited the song. So that is kind of
yeah.
It was
you
very,
were
it
like
was very
a,
Lyric FM.
Yeah, you were like yes. Lyric
yeah.
FM.
And then you were like, so that's so the Nazis like ruined. Way to ruin it. You were
no,
holding
they,
court.
It's
holding court the way you always wanted to.
They would. Yeah. No, they
take it again.
The Nazis
take it again.
Okay.
No.
So try not mention the Nazis. Okay.
John Cleese over here.
Oh Tannenbaum, oh Tannenbaum. Wie grün sind deine Blätter.
Sang it better the first time.
And we're very thankful for you guys to come in. That is the most German Christmas song of all time.
Wow.
It's because the lyrics are so German. They're just very unimagined. They're just, it's, oh tree.
Wow.
You have very green branches.
That is?
That's it.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I thought it was something mad deeper than that.
No, it's just
a Tannenbaum, not a Christmas tree. It's just tree.
Tannenbaum is a type of tree, but it's the type of tree, fir tree. Oh, fir tree. Oh, fir tree. You have very green branches.
How lovely are your branches?
We say how lovely are your branches, but wie grün sind deine Blätter? And how green are your branches? The Germans are just describing the things.
Is that a question mark?
No, how green are your branches?
Talk to me.
The rest of the thing are just
say hello to me.
They just describe things. They don't have poetism in Germany. All their poems are just like, the table has four legs and there's a big flat bit on the top of it.
Love that. Love that.
99 red balloons are in the sky.
Yeah.
One of them has popped. There's 98 red balloons in the sky. So they don't. They just describe things. Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I went to Winter Wonderland. And there was a Bavarian kind of village, and it was there was like a Bavarian band playing, and they were singing Tannenbaum, and it was very sweet.
Ah.
A whole third of Hyde Park taken up by this Bavarian village. It was very sweet. So I was like, oh my god, this is so lovely. You know, German Christmas spirit. And then in the hotel, I met two very rude German women.
I have to say.
I'm so sorry, Killian.
Germans being rude?
Germans,
are you sure?
I'm pretty
that's
sure.
That's not like them, is it?
It was all kind of like, I won't do the accent, but it was like, I didn't really know what they're
you can
saying.
Do the accent. I think that's one of the accents you can do.
What? Or something like that.
But how were they rude?
So they were coming down for breakfast and they were in front of us and it's just very busy. And so they were like, okay, how many? Two? Okay, can you just wait there for 1 second? This is what the maitre d' was saying. And then we'll come and grab you for your table. And the two of them in unison, a couple of German Karens, a couple of Germans. Jarens.
What were the Katharines?
Mm. They, in unison, you can almost hear the click of them rolling their eyes. Click. And then they sat and scoffed. And then we sat down to our table and they were seated beside us. And of course, you know, we left London in our wake because, you know, Indy was just like trying to mash fucking bread into any kind of crevice that had a screw, you know. So it was an absolute mess. We were going to clean it up, of course, but they
is
looked
it
at
baby
us.
Led weaning?
We do baby led weaning, which
yeah,
basically
I know
means
that
you let them fuck everything up. It breaks your heart.
That is. Yeah.
But it's only for a short period of time. But okay. But you should see your dexterity picking up peas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyway,
brilliant.
So these two sat down and they were like, oh. And
they didn't like the baby.
Oh, the Katharines don't like the baby.
The Katharines did not like the baby. So I don't know many Germans, but I know you and I know two of them. So I think 66% of Germans are kind of fucking awful.
It's annoying because you're using something that Germans respect so much, statistics and maths.
I'm so sorry.
Very good.
Sorry, I cannot disagree with his prognosis. It's the right conclusion. We must be terrible.
We do the gift exchange.
Yes.
Yes. Happy Merry Christmas. We have gotten a gift for each other. We did a
Chris
Young
Kindle.
Hawk guys, Christopher Kindles. So
I'm just staring at Tony's little butt in that green suit.
Tony is wearing, for those listening, Tony is wearing a full green, is it
morph suit?
But he kind of looks like the Grinch.
I am the Grinch.
And then I'm wearing a Rudolph the Reindeer red nose thing. Shane is wearing a cape.
Rudolph the red nose.
Will we do it alphabetically?
Okay.
Killian.
Oh, wow, I'm first. That's so rare.
So are you receiving or giving?
Usually I'm at the bottom of the roll.
Are you giving or receiving?
I'm giving. So this is for you, Shane.
Oh!
Yeah. So I thought long
and hard.
Do I have
to open it in isolation?
Yeah, open it in isolation.
We had also, 18 hours to provide this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we were very late to the idea of doing a Chris Kindle.
Dankeschön.
Nein, bitteschön.
Darling, dankeschön.
Just rip it. Just rip it.
I'm doing ASMR.
Oh, sorry.
Oh God, it's in a box. It has an Audi symbol on the black box.
What?
I am opening it. I am unsure what it is still.
What?
It is a, what do you call this? Money clip.
It's a card holder thing.
Card holder
what?
Thing.
Yeah.
And it's Audi, so that's
gorgeous.
It's good quality.
Killian,
that's
I love it.
That's German engineering.
Wow.
Well, I prefer Swiss. Thank you, Killian. I like it a lot because I am actually carrying a raggedy wallet at the moment.
That's what I was thinking. I was looking at your wallet. I was thinking, raggedy man.
Yeah, because
and I was
lost
thinking,
my
I was just
one.
Looking at your wallet. I was seeing it was quite empty and I was wondering, Shane, are you doing okay at the minute?
There's loads of actually cash in that wallet.
I'm joking.
Thank you, Killian. Well, wow, what a beautiful
this
gift.
This was
very
I did not buy this. I got this at the, I'm going to ruin the gift. But
Maxall.
I didn't get it at Maxall. I got it at the German-Irish Chamber of Commerce Christmas party that I performed at.
So you didn't pay for it? So could you just
no,
give me
I did. My labor. I told
you. Just give me
for
a tenner then as well.
No,
yeah, give a tenner. That was
there was no specification.
There was.
There was a tenner. Yeah, it was a tenner.
There was.
Yeah. So you can give him a tenner.
No,
well.
I give it 10% of my fee. That was no. Not
okay.
Not,
well, thank you. It's so that's real Audi.
That's real Audi.
Okay.
That's lovely. Now.
Thanks, Killian.
No, I did. I thought
next,
that was the nicest.
Killian, you're
that,
fired.
I would have thought that was like 30 quid. I'm like, oh, you went over. But then
no, I thought he
free.
Might have bought it off. Sometimes they sell them at the carriage counter.
Okay, yeah.
So well, now will I gift? Because I...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gifting to Tony Cantwell.
Would you stop? It's a box.
Well, the box is just a box off the coffee that I bought yesterday. So
I'm actually so glad we did this.
Yeah.
Oh!
Don't mind the box. It's just...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was coffee. It was a box of coffee. Oh!
What is this?
This is, I got this personalized and I used AI to create a snow globe.
What is this?
It's you and Terry.
What?
Are you joking me?
Oh my God. It's like an anime sexy me and Terry in a snow globe.
Yeah, there's two different types and Terry has Kraken tits.
She's got Kraken tits and she's got cat ears.
Yeah, because you fancy
what
cats.
What the hell?
That's amazing.
That's amazing. And she got cracking tits like in real life.
Can I have a look at it?
Yeah, that's incredible.
Are you joking?
Custom
me?
Anime snow globe.
What the fuck?
And loads of tinsel. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mm. You can have it in the shed. Oh my God, Tony kissed me and things fell.
That's gorgeous.
Why is it kind of condensation?
Like that's such a high level gift.
Well, I tell you what, you're going to feel even worse now, Killian, when I give you this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here
I am, Lord.
Happy Christmas.
It's wrapped in pink crepe paper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh my God.
Are you joking me?
New Year.
An
can you tell the audience what
Tolkien
it is?
By David Day. For those of you who don't know, I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan. And this is a sort of leather-bound book with a sort of artist's indentation depiction, almost a Braille Smaug, who is on the front cover of
sure.
it. It's an atlas of Tolkien. My two favorite things, Lord of the Rings and maps. And I imagine this well. Is, it says, explore the geography of Middle-earth and the Undying Lands with this comprehensive atlas. Full-color maps are featured throughout charting the
loads
shaping
of
Arda from its creation.
Ghosts and
to
goblins
the,
or
oh
whatever
my
you
God.
Have.
I tell you, I'm not going to see my family this Christmas.
There you go. You're very welcome to enjoy that now.
Where? And, what? How did
so
you?
I was absolutely so. I was performing at the
this?
Tolkien Chamber of Commerce, and I was just thought, I was so. And they had this goodie bag. I'm like, do you know who'd love that?
Oh, fuck's sake. Okay, I think I officially owe Shane a better present.
No.
I mean, gifts aren't really about that, but I do think you probably
I think
do.
That's beautiful now.
I'm so I feel so bad that I got such a beautiful thing and I get well, I mean
go,
that is pretty useful,
I
but I get functional presents. That's just who I am. You're
German.
So thoughtful.
Stop relying on the Germanness.
Yeah. We've given each other gifts, and what has happened is maybe this happens a lot at Christmas. Is someone has given a gift and you've given them something shit and you feel really bad about it. Is this a common feeling?
I don't think you should feel bad about it.
Okay.
You could.
I do.
I think it'd be justified in terms of, you know, I downloaded an AI program.
I got you a cameo from your favorite actor.
Tony
what? Shane, it's Will Smith here. Tony told me you're a huge fan, so I have a little proposition for you. Jada is spending the holidays with her boyfriend, and I'm all alone. I'm a bigger celebrity cook than Gordon Ramsay. Anyway, I'd like to personally invite you to come to my house to watch Reeling in the Years, 1998. There's a great montage of the Clinton scandal. set to Bewitched. And another bit I love where the Irish under 16s win the European Championship, set to The Corrs. But we need to skip over the Oma bombing bit because that gets me down. See you soon, buddy.
So,
who knew Will Smith was so well versed in Irish history?
He loves all million years. He's going to fly you out.
I will decline.
A what?
I hate Will Smith.
Change it out. How much did that cost? And actually, you know, I have one more present. Sorry,
oh my God, Tony.
You're dressed as the Grinch, but you're giving Santa vibes.
Now, these are from a little known company called Inye.
Oh my, this might actually be good.
My wife's jewelry company.
I don't think I can accept this.
My wife's jewelry company. Seeing that we started our foundation with our love of earrings.
Oh my God.
It is a gold hoop. For each of you.
Oh my God. It is just one hoop.
It is just one hoop. Terry did say she knows Shane wears two, but you know.
I'm putting
are these matching?
No, they're not. Yours is bigger. You can swap if you want.
Would you want the bigger one?
Yours is smaller and yours is bigger.
What are you talking about? The earrings?
Shane's
it's time to
Shane's got a bigger
take out your junk.
This is so amazing. What? And isn't
so now we've all got matching gold. So Inye Jewelry.
Yeah. I mean, you're sneaking in an ad there.
Let me tell you, Inye Jewelry is incredible. They are so my roommates got married and Inye Jewelry, can we just say Terry?
Terry
was so helpful and is just really knows her stuff and is really it's really good. And now I have my own little bit of Inye.
You do. I-N-N. You
know, those who don't know Inye, what does it mean, Tony?
It means yesterday.
Yesterday in
Irish. Pre-loved jewelry. It's all pre-loved. Very sustainable and pre-loved.
Thank you so much. Stolen. Yeah.
Stolen, yeah.
She steals it, but ethically.
She's actually worse than that Smaug you have there on the cover of that leather-bound book that I got you. Anna helped me with that, by the way.
Did she?
Well, I was walking around, I was going to get you a mug, and I was like, what movies?
Oh my God, you went shopping.
Yeah. God. I was like, what movies and kind of bands does he like? And she said he loves Lord of the Rings and Thin Lizzy. Couldn't find a Thin Lizzy mug, so I went into Waterstones. And I was like, I actually wanted to get you a book on Elvish.
Yes.
So you'd stop speaking so much German. and you might just change it up a little bit.
It's funny when people ask you what you want for Christmas, and it's so hard to think. And then, you know, your partner just condenses you into two things. That's all I really am,
isn't it?
Yeah,
that is all you
are. It's like trying to think of who am I as a person? And it's like Thin Lizzy and Lord of the Rings. I don't really think there's much more to me.
Mm.
Is there anything else? Maybe German, but that's like, you know.
Do you have two things, Shane, if you had to be condensed into them?
I don't think I'm really into anything.
No, you're very good.
Unfortunately,
like that.
I don't think I'm into anything.
I don't think you've ever given your full body over to like a subculture or a fad.
No.
That's good though.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Shout out to all the people who are going in to buy their mother another batch of Jo Malone this Christmas. Why not? She'll take it.
Do you? How long do you stay at your parents' house Christmas?
Do you know what's hard about
the afternoon?
You leave in the afternoon?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's with the kids. We could go over depending what year. I've got like three. I've got like you know my dad and my mom and then Terry's family. So
children of divorce.
Children of divorce. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's kind of like the Olympics, you know. Except 3 years, a kind of rotation.
Where'd you have your dinner?
We'd have that. The dinner would be the main thing. We'd go over, you know, about 12, and we'd stay there to the evening.
You have dinner at what time?
Probably about like 2:30.
Wow, very Protestant, very English.
Is that Protestant?
I mean, Sunday lunch.
Oh yeah,
you have Sunday lunch. Ooh, you know what? I love Piggy in a Blanket. I love it. We had our Sunday lunch at 1 p.m. Watch the Queen.
Nick Father Christmas very good, and he brought Bradley a little Sky Electrics. And then we had our
don't you just love Christmas? You have all that food and drink, and then you have a fight with your nan.
And then the next day, Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day this year, really loved it, lived up to its name. I was boxing my son because he took one of my Yorkshire puds, so I had to box him like.
We apologise to any English people listening to the podcast.
No, we don't apologise, and actually they should be apologising to us continuously. I was thinking this the other day, when are they going to do reparations?
Do you know what, can I
they
say
owe
something?
The world a lot of money.
I'm actually over it. I'm over it too.
No, I'm having a wave of it. You know when you're a kid in school and you're learning about the things English people did and you're like, what? And you're so angry. I'm having that again. I'm having a resurgence.
Can you refocus English people to, like, you know, the monarchy?
The colonialists.
Can we not just, whoop, you know, I know sometimes we hear the accents and the kind of southern English accent and it can feel, but like relocate that kind of aggression.
I hate the monarchists.
Towards the monarchy.
I actually
hate. Fuck the Queen, the show The Queen. And that propaganda bullshit.
Oh, the crown.
Don't you, the crown. Don't make me feel any fucking empathy for those adrenochrome sucking lizards.
They are thieves.
They are thieves.
Absolute thieves. And they are the smugness. Like, which members of the royals are the ones named in the book as saying racial? I'm like, I don't care about two little old racists.
All of them.
A whole lot of them. Sick fucks.
Do you know why they don't sweat?
Sick leeches.
Because they're lizards.
Parasites.
No, they're German as well. They're fucking horrible.
The worst.
Yeah.
No.
The worst.
I bet they, do you know what? I bet fucking King Charles goes to like a buffet in the morning and then they say like, hey, can you just sit there for a second while we sort you out? And he goes, oh, and rolls his eyes.
Do you know what happens then? He's at the buffet and then people accidentally start taking his fingers because they think they're the sausages.
Yes.
That's what happens. So he has to be very careful. He has to wear gloves when he's at a buffet.
We should have Yorkshire puddings though. They actually are absolutely divine.
Yorkshire puddings are delicious.
They're an incredible
gravy is very
roast.
Nice. I don't think there's enough carb on our Christmas plates.
You're dead right.
I think just for vegetarians, that you kind of want lots of carbs. And also our fry-ups. We don't have enough carb.
So can I ask you, you said this morning that your parents put chocolates in your shoes and you had a German name for the reason behind
it. Yeah, St. Nikolaustag.
Fucking Augustus Gloop over here.
St. Nikolaustag, I'll translate that. That it means St. Nicholas Day.
Yeah, St. Nicholas Day. It's the 6th of December every year. And they
illustrated by Quentin Blake.
They put chocolates in your shoes. They do it every year. I don't know what it is. And you know what? Like, my mom is sometimes she has communicated, when I was in New York, communicated with roommates to put chocolates in my shoes.
Oh my God.
It's kind of insane.
So
she's crazy about it.
What
and then,
kind of chocolates?
Oh, well, I have some for you. I actually brought some in for you guys today.
No.
Okay. So I have white Toblerone, or is that regular Toblerone?
That's regular Toblerone. Yeah.
Okay. Shane, you get to pick because I feel like bad about. And then we have
What's that thing?
This is a Ragusa, which is, I don't know what it is, but parent was basically recently in Germany. I think it's something nougat-y. Mm. And then we have black Toblerone. So obviously Swiss chocolates.
I'll have the light Toblerone. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And then I'll have the black Toblerone.
Great. Might eat it off, Mike.
Do you know when you were talking about the carnage of Christmas and you're talking about how crazy, with all the carnage. I'd say, as mental as it gets, the most mental thing I do is that I probably just like sometimes will eat a piece of chocolate for breakfast. That's about as crazy as I get. Like eating a little.
Do you know the big Toblerone, like the big one, like the share size?
Yeah,
is actually like incredible to eat on your like it's actually the perfect kind of size of Toblerone. I think is only the really really big one.
I find that really hard to eat. I feel like I'm a little rat gnawing on the side of a big block of wood or something. I never don't like cut my. It's like when you eat baguette and it's like knives to the top of your mouth. When you're eating that big, it's like you're eating something that's all corners.
Yeah.
Too many corners on that thing.
How many?
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12.
Jesus, that's a lot for a triangle.
No, because
pyramid.
Pyramid.
Is it?
Is it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the kind of cutting edge stuff that keeps us up in the top 10. What shape is a Toblerone? Is it a triangle? Pyramid?
Do you want this Grinch suit?
Yeah. Do you want
Am
the
I
Grinch
being
suit?
Really?
Yeah,
miserable.
Being Grinch. You're
I'm
being
sorry.
Grinch.
I think that it's still funny. You could. I think it's funny to say that, like, it's silly to put on a podcast that we're asking how many. What shape is a Toblerone? I think that is okay.
That's
and I mean,
the kind of thing yeah, people talk about.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. But
guys,
like,
what shape's Toblerone?
Yeah, exactly.
Four.
Like, yeah, text in.
Text in here from Breed saying four, you fucking clown.
Yeah, but that's yeah, people yeah. disagree. That's the, people resonate with that. I think there's a way of doing it that's not facetious, where you're just like looking, you're looking for what are the fucking, what's a thing that you can get. But if it naturally comes up in conversation where there's a slight disagreement on something about the Toblerone, is this shape? Is it a triangle or is it a pyramid?
We're
that's
now,
interesting.
We're post irony.
Guys, is Toblerone cake? Is Toblerone cake or a cracker?
Oh god.
Text in now. Those are only two options. Is Toblerone cake or a cracker? Anyway, here's Doja Cat.
I don't listen to that kind of radio, but I like
I
our
don't
podcast.
Begrudge it. Because guess what? It's all just chat.
Yeah.
And everything's been said before and nothing new is to be said.
Yeah.
It's all just chat. But what we have is a beautiful prism, almost like a Toblerone shape. we put the light through and a beautiful rainbow comes out.
Yes,
that
a whole spectrum.
I do.
All
I,
that
I,
is.
I really think the energy today between the three of us is family who have spent that little bit too much time together.
Too much yeah. long.
Too much long time together. And we are actually kind of like bursting at the seams.
Yeah,
which
a
is
bit.
My Christmas. Like, I'm actually living at home with my parents again, and I'm finding it, like, it's, you know, I love being around them. I love being beside Woody the dog.
Chocolate in your shoes.
I like having chocolate in my shoes, and that stuff is nice, but also, like, the house isn't very big. Mm. There's, you know, six adults plus partners in this house that has three bedrooms, and, like, the one that me and Anna are sleeping in at the moment, the walls are quite thin, and it's next to the bathroom, and my brother is a carpenter. He wakes up at 6 in the morning, maybe before that, 5:30 in the morning.
Starts hammering.
And he uses...
just can't stop carpenting.
Yeah,
practicing for work later. And he gets up 5:30 in the morning, and he goes to the bathroom, and I can hear him tinkling. Tinkling, tinkle,
oh
tinkle, tinkle.
God.
And then Niels is quite a straight stream. He's a consistent, like...
Does he not even do a stealth pee on the side?
No, he's got this pee. I had to tell him, I was like, man, can you start peeing downstairs? There's two bathrooms, you pee downstairs. He didn't do this morning.
Pee
my dad,
straight in the bowl in the water.
My dad, then 7 o'clock he's up. 7 o'clock he's up. He's fucking makes... He just groans and he goes, like, oh, like this. And then he fucking sit down, he farts.
Wow, yeah.
So I'm waking... I can hear all this... And my partner, Anna, and I'm just like holding her ears as she sleeps. I'm just like, I can just hear like Niels first. Then my dad's like.
Oh,
that's
my
great.
God.
And then he doesn't shower. My dad doesn't shower. What he does is he gets a small amount of water in the bath. And then he like he has a bath every morning.
Wow.
He splashes himself around.
That's amazing.
Anyway, I'm going a bit mad.
Yeah.
My family are the most wonderful people in the world, but I'm going crazy. Sometimes I just say, I need the bathroom, and I go into the bathroom and just sit down for a minute and just go, okay.
And that's why Christmas is such a great time.
Yeah.
And that's why Christmas.
It's mad what you resort to, you know what I mean? What you kind of just, the person that you find yourself back being, it's probably not even the you from college, it's probably like the you from like secondary school. Do you know what I mean? It's
it is.
Weird, what's it called? The regression.
Yeah.
You have,
I regress so hard. My mum is asking me.
So
she goes to me last night. She's like, "It's sorry, I'm going to bed. I regress so hard.
I regress so hard. It's just so funny. I regress so hard.
Because I'm speaking German all day. My English is not good anymore.
And do you be?
So I'm not. I don't speak English very good anymore.
Anna loves that.
And then my mum is like, I'm about to go to bed, and she goes, "What are you doing on the weekend, the last weekend in July, on the 17th and 18th of July?" And I was like, "I don't know."
Oh
She's
God.
Like, "What do we do? What are we doing? What are you going to do something for your birthday on the 6th of July?" I'm like, "I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing."
I know.
She's like, "But I need to know because I need to know. That's a busy weekend of the summer." And then I was like, "I don't. I'm going to go to bed." I walk out of the room. Anna said she was just sitting there at the calendar, going 6th and 7th of July. I'll just keep it free. It's like my fucking birthday. Like, I don't know what I'm doing this far ahead. It's the winter.
Wow. And with the best intentions, like, that is the sweetest thing in the world.
Yeah, it's so nice.
But
I know,
but that would piss me off. Hey, anyone ask me that. What are you doing?
What are you doing on the 3rd of September?
Oh,
I don't
shut
know.
Shut up. Don't know. Yeah. I want to keep it open. And whenever someone's like, here, are you free like 9 months from now? And as soon as I book in that day, guess what? That the best thing fucking ever is happening. Yeah. My mates are probably having like a free fucking ganja party or something like that. Or, you know, a Stars in Their Eyes themed night or some fucking fireworks display by David Blaine in my mate's gaff or some shit is going to be happening on that day. You can guarantee if someone books something that far in advance.
You can bet your bottom dollar.
Bet your bottom dollar.
Yeah. What's the Christmas in your family's house like? Do you guys go crazy? Four boys.
We got trashed the COVID Christmas.
Oh, you guys get drunk together?
Well, we don't normally. Well, we drink wine and whatever, but like we got absolutely mangled. And it was very, my parents were very cautious over the COVID, and it was Christmas 2020. And then we set up, and they set up like bistro style tables. So each couple sat at their own table, or whichever house you lived in, you sat in thing. And that was the good intentions at the beginning of the thing. And we did antigen tests before, they were cool. And then it just, we got like, there's hundreds of videos of us screaming and dancing, and I can't watch them. I cannot watch them. Like, I was doing a whole joke about like someone who has a mother who's not comfortable with their son being gay. And I was like, and Shane brought his friend. Shane had a friend. But as I was doing this, I was slugging wine as part of the, which is a thing I do. If I do a bit when I'm having a drink, I will slug the drink. And then you forget, it's like doing shots.
Yeah.
Shots of wine. I drink like half a bottle of wine. Anyway, we got absolutely trashed and mangled that time. And then I went home and got sick. And I was banging the floor, and I was like, but Raymond was like, are you, what is wrong with you? And I was like, totally crazy. And I was banging the floor and I was getting sick, and I went, I don't want any part of it. And Raymond was like, any part of what? And I was like, Kilkenny, Cat Laughs Festival, I don't want any part of it. So there was I on my knees at Christmas Day talking about the comedy festival, which happens in June, that was not... There was nothing going on with it. It was also a global pandemic, so there was no festival. But I was like, I don't want any part of it. Kilkenny, Cat Laughs. So that was a very merry Christmas.
Very merry.
A holly jolly Christmas is the best time of the year.
Would you like to hear some of my Christmas chat-up lines?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't have them. I don't have them ready.
Chat us up.
Can you say Merry Christmas anymore? Is that?
Can you say Merry?
You can't say that. Merry, you can't say Anton anymore.
Merry Christmas? Not allowed? Is it allowed?
Yeah.
Why are they saying it's not allowed?
Who's saying that?
Some people, the Daily Mail is printing, you can't say Merry Christmas
anymore.
Can't
say Merry. Why? Does that belong to the gays?
No, I don't know. I think, I'm not sure, but I think the gays told Make Merry Christmas. I think it's to do with like happy holidays, that kind of thing. But like, it's, I think if you're going to do like the woke, oh, you can't say Merry Christmas, they've stolen Merry Christmas. Like, don't choose a word that is the most common thing that everyone says and then say you can't say it when everyone is saying it.
Why is everyone so worried about that? It's happy holidays crap. I don't care. I don't even believe in Christ. You think I believe in Jesus?
News, what? News is fucking like...
It's his birthday.
Everyone is saying. And then they're pulling some quote from some egg on Twitter.
Yeah.
All right, here's one for you. Shane, you like this one. This is one for you.
Okay.
Hey, Shane.
Hey.
Is your ass Santa's list of children? Because I've been checking it twice.
Hey. I actually checked your ass a few times today because you're in that morph suit.
Hey, Killian. Are you a one horse open sleigh? Because you've been dashing through my mind in the snow all night.
Are you Santa Claus? Because you're a one horse open sleighing right now.
That's cool. Is your arse is your arse the Star of Bethlehem? Because I'd follow it across the desert. You need the inflection because that's not a good one.
Yeah, that's not good. So
here's one for you, Shane. Or actually, no, I don't want to give this to anyone specifically. Hey, you can call me the snowman, because if you let me get in bed with you, by the morning, two things will have taken place. You'll be drenched and I'll be gone.
That's all I want from a lover.
That's, yeah.
Is that it?
That's not
drench me and then leave.
Yeah.
Ideal.
Hey, boys, are you after robbing the McAllisters? Because you're a pair of wet bandits.
Oh, the McAllister's the name of the
Home Name of the thing, Rom Alone. Yeah, Wet Bandits were the name of... Okay, fuck.
Did you write all these? These are good jokes.
I wrote these, thank you.
I'm trying to think of a joke, but I can't.
That's good. Hey, make sure you... No, that's not a good one. hey, are you the, if you're the Coca-Cola Christmas truck, this requires some sort of, you know, if you're the Coca-Cola Christmas truck, then you can call me Holidays because I'm coming.
Okay.
There's a lot that has to be in line for that. Okay, I should have ended on a high. Yeah,
that's no issue.
Should have ended on a ding dong merrily. Yeah, on
follow
high.
The ass across the double ass.
I'll
checking
try
it
one.
Twice.
Okay,
I'd like to try one. Hey Tony, are you a Christmas themed napkin? Because I want to put you right across my lap. Anything?
That's good.
Is that anything? I don't know.
I thought you were going to say because I want to serve you it.
Are
Tony,
you
fancy getting a finger up your arse at Christmas? Is that one of them?
Is there a punch into that?
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Are you a Christmas pudding? Because I'm going to put my thumb inside you.
Do you put a thumb in a Christmas
pudding? No, he put in his thumb and he pulled out a plum and said, what a good boy am I? Isn't that a thing? We've gone
a turkey gizzard? Because I want to stuff you full of sausage.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you, I have more.
Are you potato dauphinois? Because I want to slice you up and cut you up and cover you in cream.
Are you a nut loaf? Because I no one else wants you, but I will eat you. No one else wants you, but I will be the person who will eat you.
Are you calling sprouts?
No, nut loaf.
Oh, right.
Are you a nut loaf? Because you taste like wet cardboard.
Here's a joke you can do. You can do at Christmas. For the sprouts, you can say you made a balls of the cabbage. You can say that.
That's very good.
And my brother waited all year for that 1 year. Right. He waited all year to do this joke so the sprouts, because they're like little balls of cabbage.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, you made a balls of the cabbage. And he waited all year and he fucked it up and he was too excited and he went, oh, who made these? Who made these? And it was like, what? It was like, dad. He was like, because you made a balls of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no,
your dad just
burst
into tears.
You made a balls of these.
Oh, what do you guys think of Love Actually? How about that?
It's what I would think of it. I mean, the whole Emma Thompson bit just breaks my heart. Is that her name, Emma Thompson?
I saw somebody point out
that the Emma Thompson scene is lovely, but lots of women have played scenes, lots of actresses have played scenes like that of such sorrow without having Joni Mitchell supporting them in the background to help you with the acting.
I'm calling it the Emma Thompson scene, but I mean, it's standard acting, especially for what I know Emma Thompson can do.
When I hear that song, I like to pretend my husband gave me a CD instead of a necklace. Because I love the drama of it. It's that, it is Joni, it is. But you know what the best thing about the scene is? Which you got to give Emma her credit. The best part of that whole scene is when she loosens her skirt and it just drops to the floor. And it's just like, I don't know, what is it? Do they have weights on it or something like that?
Yeah, it's a perfect drop.
She just like pulls one tiny little string. And if you're watching again, she pulls a tiny little string and then the skirt just like that. It's like magic.
I tell you, your man with the fucking signs though. Walking Dead. Is that your man from Walking Dead?
Yes.
I tell you, my mate did that.
But that is in love with his wife's, or his husband's, or his boyfriend.
Is that Chitwala Geofor? Is that her partner?
What?
Chitwala Geofor?
Well, I don't know him as an actor.
I thought his name was Chiwetel.
He's just a nice guy. Geofor. And he.
To quote John Travolta in Pulp Fiction, like, it would actually be worth my mate doing it just so I could fucking catch him doing it. Like, I probably wouldn't actually. I'd probably be a little cook and I'd probably be like, Sorry, I wasn't a better lover or something, but I'd be fucking, he's a mess. How can you do that? And how can that be romantic? What's wrong with you, Richard Curtis?
None of those relationships go through. There's the prime minister with the secretary, which is a power situation, but also like everyone's just calling her fat all the time when she's not. The whole film is like Piggy, big fat.
She's a plain girl.
She's a very plain fat, like a fucking supermodel.
Wow.
The other one is what's his name?
Hugh Grant.
No, not Hugh Grant. The other
Colin
one.
Firth.
Colin Firth, the other one. He meets someone he's never spoken a word to in the same language.
And she also works for him, right?
And she works for him. And then he goes to her country fucking like, and they're just like proposes to her.
Wow.
Then what do we have? We have someone kind of giving his wife a CD and giving some like sexy secretary or sexy worker.
I've never
taught
them all up together.
That's another one. Is there any good ones?
Apparently
it was made before gay people were invented.
That's
which is
true.
Because it's not one.
I heard there was a gay, they cut out a gay storyline out of it.
Oh, what?
Really?
Oh, okay.
You know, sometimes people talk about things like that and they're like, well, there's no representation for gay people. And sometimes I'm like, I don't want to be part of that. You can have it. You can have that film. My favorite part of that film was when Martin McCutcheon says, "Where the fuck is my fucking coat?" That's the best bit of the film for me. That's my best bit of the film for me. No, yeah, she nails it. Yeah.
I do actually kind of, I like the film. Liam Neeson being the dad going, "Oh, I'm going to teach my boy drums. You're going to fucking learn how to play the drums, okay? That's my boy. That's my boy's going to learn drums."
If you love a woman.
My stepboy. I'll never love you like a real son, but I do my best.
Oh, it is a stepson, yeah.
You're my stepson, and obviously I'll never actually love you fully like a full son, but
I've been landed with you.
That's good.
If I had a choice, you'd be staying in an orphanage, but here I am teaching you the drums.
You're a drain on my finances and my time.
When you love a woman, you have to find who she likes. And bash them over the head with a cloche. Bash them over the head with a cloche.
You think Liam Neeson is a good lover?
I'd say so. He's got, well, yes. I know he's got a hog, but whether he uses it responsibly is a different story.
Does a hog mean big?
Hog just means dick.
Well, lots of people have dicks.
Everyone has, yeah, I know.
That's good.
At least half.
Do, yeah, I totally do.
Mm. No, hog is just a regular, that's just another word for dick.
Okay, well, that's hog, just hog.
Anyway, he's got a big hog.
How do you know that?
I think it's rumored.
What fucking Reddit boards are you on?
I think it's rumored.
No, who wrote him?
Jada Pinkett Smith?
Jada Pinkett Smith and Liam Neeson are seeing each other.
And then she talked about it at the Red Table. Mm. And that's reportedly why Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I'd really much rather you didn't talk about our business at the Red Table. Sending her texts. That'll be the end of it now.
And then the other one love actually is the guy goes to America.
And what representation of Americans?
And that's
just two scorching hot bimbos.
Yeah.
Being like, we love your accent.
Oh my God.
One of them is a big actress now. One of them is like a huge.
Yeah. A few of them made it big, but they're definitely.
January Jones.
Maybe January Jones, Alicia Cuthbert, but I feel like one of them is actually like a.
Well, one of them was in Mad Men.
January Jones.
Yeah. She's amazing. Great actor. I started watching Mad Men. She's unbelievably good actor.
She's a bit one note.
I think she might be a fluke. I think she's just very well cast. Yes.
Good at doing one thing is good. That's a hard thing to curate, having a one thing. If I was an actor, I would be a one thing.
I don't think she's got much acting range.
Yeah, so what? Fuck it.
We're only saying this because you were like, wow, she's a great actor. And we're like, I'm not sure.
And then you actually agree with us.
Why don't you guys just agree with me all the time? Why is that not the way things go?
Christmas. All the bells are ringing.
We are spending a lot of time. I kind of feel like we're also in a vibe of just wanting to like scream. Yes. Just kind of like scream at each other a little bit.
That's very Christmassy.
I just kind of blacked out there while I was talking.
This is us wishing you guys all a really, really happy Christmas. We are so glad to have spent the last couple of months of 2023 with you guys.
Thank you very much.
It's been so wonderful. We hope that you're having a lovely time with all your family. We hope you've put this on when you're making your Christmas dinner and you're doing the roast puddings and you're putting the goose fat on and you're not telling your vegetarian nephew that you used goose fat and you're going, no, that's regular oil. And all these little things and you're making the Brussels sprout joke that Shane told you about
and everybody's having a lovely time.
And if you hate it and hate your family and have a disaster family, it'll be over in a few days. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Be fine. New year will come.
And if you're having the fear after, having a rake of pints and just saying something to an old school chum that, maybe digging up some old dirt or whatever like that, listen to the pod, all right? Put this on again. Roll over. Sneak a bit of white bread into your bed. Have a little nibble.
Yeah.
And listen to the Young Hot Guys. Merry Christmas.
And realize that there actually, it doesn't matter what you've said, it doesn't matter what you've done or what past mistakes you've made, there are three men in Dublin who are worse than you.
Mm-hmm.
We are worse people and worse at speaking, worse people who've done worse things, and that's who we are, and that's why we're here. So
and
you
don't
compare
dig
yourself
up too much
positively.
Information about that. Don't try and find out what those things are per se. Let us have the Christmas wish that all the accusations disappear.
That's our Christmas wish.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Say something.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas. I can't say that anymore.
I'm actually sitting supportively of your Christmas wishes. Okay. Merry
just
Christmas.
May
Christmas.
All your dreams come true. Christmas Eve.
Fall on your knees.
Fall on your knees.
Angel
voice.
Divine.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We love you all. Thank you so much for supporting him.
Bye. Feliz Navidad.
Dinner attractive. We are married.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh, my. Is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
We're talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Idiots on the ball!
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.